Blog Talk Radio.
All right, family. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, Georgia. Today is the, October the 20th, 2018. And the title of today's lesson is The Lord God is One. The Lord God is One. Now, I pray everybody is in the mood for learning what the Father's Word says. Not the traditions we have learned, but we're going to take it to His Word and get understanding on this. Before we get started, let's just give thanks and praise to our Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You, we praise You, we give You all glory, Father. We give You the glory that is entitled to You. Father, it's only by Your Spirit that You gave us through Yahushua that we are able to come into the spiritual wisdom and spiritual knowledge that You have set before us in the Word. Father, we give You all praise. We thank You for our brothers, our sisters, and we ask for a blessing upon all those who hear under the sound of my voice as I read Your spoken Word. Father, we know that You are the first, You are the last. Father, we give You glory and honor in all that we do. We are the willing vessels set upon this earth to do Your will, Father, and we want to bless You and continuously give You praise. Ask for a blessing over this website and this lesson. Let the Spirit flow. In Jesus or Yahushua's precious name, we say hallelujah. Thank You, Father. All right, family, let's get started. This is only a 45-minute lesson. I pray everybody is here to learn. Let's get started. Let's get started. The title of today's lesson is The Lord God is One. Take everybody first to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 9 and 10. It reads, "But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that loved Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God." So what he's saying is, man's wisdom is not the Father's wisdom, how we think things are. But He has a special wisdom, which is a spiritual wisdom, and it's revealed to the ones who love Him by His Spirit. So these deep things, and it's all the knowledge of our Father, is revealed by the Spirit. So it's no wonder in 2018, when we're coming across with all this spiritual wisdom, that is unlike what has been taught prior ages. Okay? So that's why I titled today's lesson, The Lord God is One, and asked everyone to come as children. You got to come to learn the truth of the Word, but by the Spirit. Okay, but by the Spirit, not by man's wisdom. We're going to read the Father's Word. In Job 33, verses 15 and 16, he tells us, "In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then He opens the ears of men and sealeth their instruction." But when you fall asleep, that's when you're going to start hearing. Remember, Job prophesied that we'd start having these dreams, these visions. We'd be able to teach, prophesy. Okay, well, Peter announced the same thing in the book of Acts when the Spirit, which was the Comforter, came upon the people. So now we're going to start getting a more detail, like a revelation of what we've always known in the Scripture, but now by Spirit, where the truth can be deciphered from those lies, the lies of flesh. We want to get a deeper understanding of the things pertaining to our Father. "What was given to me as I lay in my bed, slumbering in a vision of the night, in a dream, the Father sealed the instruction to me, but He kept giving it to me for the last couple days. And I was like, oh my goodness, the same dream. I'm waking up with the same dream and the same scriptures. What I heard was unity. And I heard I am in the Father, and the Father, he is in me. That's what I kept hearing every time I'd wake up. Well, then he gave me the understanding, because when we come to the scripture, many times we'll read the word Lord, or we'll read the word God, or we'll read Lord God, or we'll read I am, or we will read the Son of God, the Son of Man. And all these words, the world has perverted them in such a way to where people believe, well, it was God in the Old Testament. But see, there's now Jesus, the Son of God, and he has a new program. He has now taken in everybody in the world. Because God, you know, in the old covenant, he just had Israel. But now it's a spiritual covenant. It's a spiritual people. And now it's everybody in the whole world. Because they don't understand these words. They don't understand what they're reading. What is the meaning of the word Lord? What is the meaning of the word Lord God? And what is the Son of Man, the Son of God? What is Jesus? They don't understand these things. Well, family, we're going to get to it today because, see, Yahushua, which is Jesus, he told the people. And when he told them, we can read about how they took that information in, just like many will take it in today when we read the same scriptures. Let me take you and just get an idea of what the hypocrites in those days said when you figure out that, just like Jesus said, lo, I come in a volume of the book. It's written of me. There is no difference spiritually, but physically there's a difference between God and Lord. Okay? Jesus and God. There's a spiritually, it's the same entity, but physically, that's the difference. But there's only one God that we serve. The father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When Yahushua was talking to the Jews, we can read in John chapter 5, verse 18, and he was letting them know who he was. Here's how they reacted. Verse 18 of John chapter 5, it says, therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Shabbat, but said also that God was his father and making himself equal with God. Now, to really grasp this, we remember in Old Covenant dealing with Moses. When Moses asked, I got to go to the people, but who am I going to say who sent me? He says, I am. I am that I am has sent thee. So we read about the I am. Many times in scripture we can read where Jesus said, I am the way. I am the light. I am, you know, when we get the revelation of Jesus, as they like to say, oh, this is stuff happening in the future. No, revelation means he's revealing himself to you. Just as we read, we just read it, when we get to 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 and 10. But God hath revealed, it's a revelation of this entity, this deity, this God. It's not something that we're going to learn about him way, 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 something we see and hear and taste and touch and have a mind for understanding. No, because these things are revealed to us by his spirit, the deep understanding of what has always been there. The hypocrites. They didn't so much, but they got mad because of the law, and they said that he broke the law. But not only that he said that and did that, but because he said that the Father in heaven was his Father. And that in itself was worthy of stoning him because he was trying to make himself equal with God or being God, the same as God. That's the same thing it's saying. Equal means the same as. So they want to stone him because he said he was God. Remember, Emmanuel means God in the flesh. Okay? So we'll see another case of this in John 10, verse 33. It says, the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Now, I'm pretty sure that when we read the scripture,
if Jesus said he was God, but the people through their hearing, because remember, they didn't have ears to hear, eyes to see, although they were blind and they could hear. But what they wanted to stone him for was because he said he was God. Two cases of it. Okay, so if that's not enough proof right there, we're going to go a little further. Go to John chapter 8. We're going to read verses 56 and 59. Now, we're reading about the hypocrites of old, but they got modern-day hypocrites out here that will tell you, and they teach this. The old covenant is God. The new covenant is Jesus. Or some will say, oh, no, it's not Jesus. There's no such thing as Jesus because, see, David, he's the one, David. You know, people have perverted the word. That's why we were scattered. Read Genesis chapter 9. Understand why we were scattered. Why did we get kicked out the garden? Because the perversion of the word. Where Yahushua was able to stand against Satan and rebuke him, Adam and Eve failed. That's all it was. We have to start listening to our Father, not by what we see or what we believe, but by letting the Spirit flow and give us that understanding. Remember, he's the one leading, guiding, and directing our paths. Okay, he's the one doing this. Right now, that revelation was prophesied to happen that we would get that understanding by his Spirit, the revelation of him. So when we go to John 8, verses 56 and 59, it reads, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Now, this is Jesus or Yahushua. This is him talking to the Jewish people, the scribes, the Pharisees. He's letting them know, Abraham, your father, he rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Because they're looking in the flesh eyes. They're not understanding the spiritual part, which is what everybody today has got to get. We are not dealing with flesh and blood. Our battle is not a physical battle. We are dealing with spiritual things. And if you don't get that straight, remember, the Father says, I'm a spirit. The true worshipers must worship me in spirit and truth. Get out of the flesh. Stop being a hypocrite. As is written is all we're reading. Don't say, Sister Georgia said, I ain't say nothing. We're reading it. 56 and 59, it says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Now, right there, they already knew because they had the law that I am is the God who was dealing with Moses. The true God, I am. Say that I am have sent you. So when he made that statement, when they were only looking at the physical, not understanding the spiritual, Yahushua came back and said, truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. At this point, because of their disbelief in the truth, just like many will have fought in what I'm teaching today, then took they up stones to cast at him. Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Family, we got to get out of traditions of men, learning by flesh or our own understanding. If you're not going to do it the Father's way, you will continue to be lost. You will continue to be in your prison houses, which is your flesh, allowing Satan to have his way with you. Okay? We have already been redeemed from the flesh, redeemed from the curse, redeemed from Satan's power on us. We are in flesh, but we don't live by the flesh. We live by the Spirit. Satan ain't got no hold on us. Yahushua redeemed us, and he sanctified us, and he made us righteous if we believe. Now, remember what's written. Let's go back a little bit, get a little history here, because many people know this, but they be forgetting it. Hebrews 13, verses 8. That's all I'm going to read to you. Hebrews 13, it reads, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, he was the I am who talked to Moses, and today, we're reading about him, and forever. He ain't changing, family. Go to Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord. I change not. Why did he not change? Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Therefore, spiritual Israel today, 2018, you're not consumed. If you can understand, I'm not a man that I should lie, or the son of man that I should repent. I'm letting you know truly, truly, before Abraham was, I am. For I am the Lord. I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, ye sons of Israel, ye sons of the Most High, you're not consumed. You're not deceived. You can't fall on that broad path, because you know my word is going to be the same from the old covenant to the new covenant, because, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It's written of me, he said. I change not. We have learned many lies, family, many lies. Now we're going to come as children to his word and get the understanding. There will be no, well, Sister Georgia, why you feel this way about certain people? First of all, let me say something. This is not my word. We're just reading what the Father said, and we're keeping everything in line with what he said. Changing, he's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, forever, as is written. Go to Deuteronomy 6, baby. Let's go there. Let's go there. Family, I'm so glad y'all are here with me. Just want to tell everybody, hey, welcome. Welcome to the site. We have 12 minutes left. Let's read. Let's read what our Father has to say. Because you're never going to say, oh, Sister Georgia said. No, I'm reading it. That's what many people need to start doing. Instead of talking half their lesson. Deuteronomy 6, beginning at verse 1. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whether ye go to possess it. And right now, family, wherever you are in the world today is where the Father has led you. He wanted you to be, because he's in control. It's not by accident you're in this state or you're in this country. Remember, the prophecy said, upon us being scattered, it would be not just in one location. Oh, America got Judah. Oh, the Levites on this land. And these people, no. We were going to be scattered in the four corners of the earth. That means everywhere. And he didn't say, Judah, you just go here. Levi, you go there. Benjamin, you go there. He didn't say that. But people would teach you that. Hey, we're rebuking the lies. These are the things that set people up for failure. He said, wherever he has scattered you, he said, now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God command to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whether ye go to possess it. So wherever you are, this remains for you, that thou mightest fear the Father, fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy children, thy son and thy son's son, and your grandchildren, all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Now, I'm going to leave it right there, because he going to keep saying the same thing over and over, but we can read it, but why have we never understood it? He letting you know, This is old covenant. This was dealing with Moses. But we already know before Moses was Abraham. And Yahushua let everybody know in the new covenant, well, shoot, I was the one in the burning bush. I was the one that led you out of Egypt. I was the one that was Melchizedek. This was the spirit of the Most High in a bodily form, because all our bodies are our vessels. We give our, that's our duty. Our vessels, which is our body, to allow the Father Spirit to use on this earth, because every entering into this dimension must have a body. Why do you think when he was getting ready to throw Adam and Eve up that spiritual Jerusalem, that land of milk and honey, shoot, he had to get them a body prepared. He said, put these coats of skin on. Well, that was flesh. Okay, that was flesh. When Yahushua, which is the spirit of the Most High, when he came in this dimension, he says, preparest thou me a body. So we lend our body to our Father. That is our rightful duty. And through our bodies, we produce spiritual fruit. We obey him. The Lord our God is one Lord. Okay, it's not that hard for people to get if you're really listening, family. When you go to 2 Corinthians 13, verse 1, it reads, this is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. So the Father's letting you know when he comes and we can verify in two or three spots where it has been said to us, whatever the Father is letting us know, he is establishing and he is verifying his word. So you can't say, oh, you're a liar, when we can read it. Many people have learned the precepts that make people fall backwards instead of the precept, rightly dividing that word, that bring us closer to the truth. Many people have fallen for that mess that is out there now. But the Father's word says in 2 Kings 1, this is the third time I'm coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. You know it's from the Father. Now, I'm gonna see how far I can go today, family. Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7. We can read it. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second, only because we know this child that Isaiah of Old Covenant was speaking of was the Mighty God being given to this earth. The Mighty God. Well, what Mighty God? Is he changing up? Oh, no, he was really talking about Jesus. No, he was telling you what he knew. Now, I'm going to put you back in remembrance by reading the word. Isaiah, the prophet. Many people want to say, oh, Isaiah said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So, is who many call Jesus. But Jesus, when he tried to let the people know who he was, they said, you're trying to make yourself equal with God. You're trying to say that you're God. They were ready to kill him. Well, he said he was. Isaiah prophesied. Isaiah didn't prophesy that by his own thought. The Father gave him that spiritual understanding. He ain't changing. When I get the word, it's by spirit. It's not, oh, let me just sit here and see what I can throw my mouth and just start blabbing on Blog Talk. No, baby. I will not come to you unless the Father has pushed me with his word by his spirit to teach you. So we see it happening there. Now, go a little further. Let me see if I got time for this. I don't know. We're going to go a little further. I pray y'all getting this. John 14, verses 8 to 24. I'm going to read it. Philip said unto the Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Philip wants to know, Jesus, show us the Lord. You know, and then we're good. We're good after you show us God. Okay? So at this point, Jesus said unto Philip, Philip, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou, show us the Father? Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the work. Now, I did a little illustration, and I showed you one main spirit, the original spirit, because it says God is a spirit. So we got this one main spirit. And if a portion of that spirit was to make the Son of God, which is Jesus, the Lord, that partial spirit is still God. You remember how the Catholics like to say the Trinity? You got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Well, let's take it a little deeper. You got a main spirit. That spirit is God. God took a portion of his spirit to make his Son. Like if you and your husband get together, make a vessel, and then you got a child that is your son or your daughter. It's still part of you. It came from your DNA matter. The spirit, prayfully, came from the same spirit you have. But you call it a child. But it's you. That, and many times the child looks just like one of y'all. Jesus was just a part of the Father's spirit. Okay, that's all he was a part of the Father's spirit, making him still the Father. Because he had the same spirit. There was no difference in him. The Father came through Jesus into this world and dwelt among us. Goes back to John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We know that, and God, which is the Word, manifested in the flesh and dwelt among us. That's Emmanuel, God with us. That's all that is, family. So I don't care if you call it God. I don't care if you call it Lord God. We're talking about one entity. The Lord God is one. Many people believe that there's two entities. There's one entity. The only difference in to come into this dimension and to be that mediator for us to get back to our Father. Okay, 90 seconds. But in order for us to get back to the Father, he had to come by way of flesh in this dimension to override, dethrone what was keeping us prison, which was our flesh, which is what Satan worked through. That's why he nailed and left his flesh on the tree. Because we got our spirits from Jesus. That was the mediator. But really, who do we get our spirit from? Well, we got it from God. We're going to read all this. I got 60 seconds left, but I'm going to read just a little bit more. John 14, verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth all the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Family, I'm going to leave it there because I know they're going to cut me off, and I'll try to come back to you guys tomorrow to continue this and read a little bit more. But I pray that this is a blessing to you. And when you read the scripture, your eyes should truly be more open to what we're going to be revealing in days to come, as well as what we've already taught, things that many people can't get them. Because when it comes to the virgin birth, people believe a lot of strange things, and they don't understand what scripture is saying to us. But if you understand there is only one God, there is only one. Many people have seen him in different flesh vessels, but there's only one. All right, I'll get back into this as time goes on, family. But, hey, stay blessed. Pray for me. I'll be praying for you.
Let's just give our life and our doings, what we're supposed to be doing, let's do it so the Father can get glorified every day, family, every day, all day. And I'll be praying for you. Pray for me. Hallelujah, and praise the Father. Hey, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you. All right, family. Shalom.